weird news time. Blurry hysteria. Mr. Flora, how goes, sir?
Oh, I'm so good after the tingling that I felt.
Did you get the, your hairs, your cackles stand up, you might say? Hairs on your neck, yeah. On your arms.
My hackles, consider them raised. You could cut the knife and the tension with the air.
I was going to say cut glass with your nipples, but hey, I mean, you know, whatever you got to, as long as
not to that point yet.
We'll give it time. Oh, kids and adults and everyone in between. Welcome in again. It is Monday. It is blurry hysteria time, and we've got some weird wacky. That's weird, wild
stuff. We got some real weird, wacky stuff.
We got some good ones this week. I'm starting out
with the
BBC. Mr. Mike Jenkins sent this to us. Comes from South Africa, and this, well, I think he was channeling his inner Samuel L. Jackson for this one. This has got to be one of the fucking scariest things to actually happen. I'm going to start. I'm not going to read the title. I don't want to give it away yet. I'm just going to read some quotes here. It felt like just another flight for South African pilot Rudolf Aramis until he noticed an extra passenger on his plane at 11,000 feet in the air. You probably know what I'm talking about already. It wasn't a human. It was a cobra slithering under his pilot seat. He said, to be truly honest, is my brain did not register what was going on. No shit, because it's one of those things you're like, that's not supposed to be there. he said he felt a cool sensation sort of crawling up my shirt. He thought he had a water bottle he'd been drinking. He thought, like, oh, I bet I like dripped on myself and didn't realize it. Nope, it's a fucking cobra slithering on him.
Wow.
Wow is right. He said, as I turned to the left and looked down, I saw the cobra receding its head backwards under the seat at it as it was like getting away from him. Made an emergency landing, and as you do, and then probably just yeeted himself through the window. Yoink, you know, and got out of there. He said he's so scared the snake might have gone back and caused a mass panic. He wasn't trying to tell the people.
Hang on. I'm sorry. This wasn't just one of those little bitty planes you fly by yourself.
There was four people as a commuter. He said decide to tell them. He said, I did inform the passengers. He said, listen, the snake's inside the aircraft. It's under my seat. So let's try and get down to the ground as soon as we can.
Wow.
And then Bullet proceeded to fly into the side of a mountain and kill everyone. No. So
that's amazing.
Out,
I didn't see that part. Wow.
He said the pilots are trained for lots of scenarios, but not this one. But thanks to Samuel L. Jackson, he's tired of those motherfucking snakes of that motherfucking plane. They made an emergency language.
emergency language. Hey, everybody, shut up. The snake might know English.
they made a landing in the city of Welkom. Welcome. I don't know how you say that.
Welcome. We have no snacks.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the real world. they said they tried to find the snake before boarding. Well, here's something going on. But two people working at the Worcestershire Flying Club, where the plane first took off, said they had earlier spotted a snake under the aircraft, and they tried to grab it, but it like slithered off, and they couldn't see where it went. They didn't think it boarded the plane. But they did try to find it. Here's what's scarier. After they landed, they got off the plane and they left it for a while. And then they never found the snake.
Oh, boy.
So they stripped the plane and it wasn't there. So obviously it got out and went somewhere else, you know. They called him a hero for keeping his calm instead of running like a little girl like I would have done or just, you know. Drowning it in the shit and piss that would have came out of me after I saw it. it's kind of one of those weird coincidences that thank God it didn't bite because, you know, you might be able to survive it, but I don't know that everyone on board would have survived if you get bit and then you're dealing with, you know, the poison from a snake. And
venom.
Have you ever been around snakes? You ever have a pet snake or know anyone that had a pet snake or anything like that?
Oh, well, I'm sure I've known.
No,
people,
I'm not but, stupid.
I'm not a big reptile pet person. And yeah. Apologies, I know a lot of listeners are. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just not for me. I get startled when I see a snake, just because it's like, oh my God, that shape is moving. That long noodle is moving people, on the ground.
Right? Like, I think that's yeah. like your lizard brain.
yeah. So, yeah.
You know, not
recognizing one of its own.
Right.
But yeah. So when I'm out here mowing, sometimes I will see one in the grass up ahead of the mower, and I'll stop the mower and, you know, let it get out of the way.
Yeah.
The first time you see it, it's like, ah, what is that? Yeah. Oh, it's just a garden snake.
A danger noodle. Like,
get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah.
There's blades.
We used to see them quite often, you know, growing up, you know, on farm. Mm-hmm. There's farmland, there's cattle and sheep and everything, you know, and you'd see big, you know, bull snakes or
the black snakes.
Black snakes, you know, blue racers, stuff like that, you know, and of course, garter snakes all the time, but that's just part of the, you know, you leave them alone, they don't really mess with you, you know. We had a concrete pad by one of our outbuildings, and a big bull snake used to sun itself all the time on there, and that was kind of cool. You'd see it. But if you got anywhere close to it, it would, you know, take off like a motherfucker. So, yeah.
Yeah, we had all the same. Had one on our front porch one time, and my mom just about lost her mind. It was just laying in a corner of the porch. It was one of those big black snakes or maybe a rat snake or something. Cow suckers, did they have
that?
Did they call them cow suckers?
I'm not familiar with that.
It was something like that. But we had, the racers were the most startling, I think, just because they'd come at you. Everything else would go away.
I think the bull snakes were kind of crazy because they're like 6-8 feet long. They're big. You know, that's like one of the longer ones we had. A blue racer will literally chase your mower, chase your truck.
We also had water moccasins, but those were very uncommon.
We killed one
depending on parts.
Out of our creek, and it was a water moccasin, which was very, very, very surprising. We killed that though. And then pried its mouth open and was showing everyone.
Oh, wow.
I had a ball python in college. Me and my roommate had one for years, and then he ended up with it, and I don't know what happened to it. Roscoe P. Coltrane. What's his name? if you're a Dukes of Hazzard fan, you get that.
How was its temperament?
Super gentle, super docile, just cool. Never bit, never did anything. You know, just we'd get.
Did it love being around humans?
Yes, but we had it since it was a baby, and we had it around people all the time. And because we were in the dorms, people held it all the time. So, like when you would walk in and it's in its cage, it would start pushing at the top, like "Let me out." You know what I mean? Huh. Like it knew. Yeah. And if you put it around on your neck, it would just chill there. It all or like climb nice. Up, you know, and just chill. It was very chill. Chicks
I think
liked
that
it.
Would be cool. Yeah.
Chicks like, liked it. They're like, ooh, let me see a snake. And then I learned about what HR. No.
College
HR.
The most well-funded, most visited department in any school.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Cobra Commander would be proud. So, yeah, that's Snakes on a Plane. Thank you, BBC.
Wow.
Thank you, Big Mikey Jenkins, for that one. We're going to go to break and we'll come back.
Mike Jenkins.
We're not going to have any more snakes, I promise. Actually, I don't know that for sure, but that's coming up after the break on Blurry Hysteria. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I have to go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have both of us have given the seal of approval because we wanted to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get now. Started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rashate, you're 50% off. Rashate. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
All right, hit us. Feed us.
All right.
Feed
From
us.
NPR.org. Is the government run by snake people? I'm just kidding.
Sorry, I don't celebrate NPR because Elon Musk told me it's not a real news organization. So.
Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm.
Where's its?
I should have known better.
Where's its blue check? It's not even on Twitter. Good for them. I'm not going to throw shade, but yes, I am. I was looking and I saw some other podcasts are paying for the blue check. Stop it.
Come on.
Knock that shit off, you dumb dumb.
Nobody gives a single solitary flying American fuck.
I respect and love all of you, but if you're paying for it, I also want to kick you in the nards.
You know, I tried to get that one day back in the pre-Elon days, the pre-Elon days. I try to get that. And they have a way you can do it where you can embed a code on the website or on your website or something, and it would check to make sure you are who you are or whatever. Could never get it to work.
It
just never would work.
That sounds
so I gave
right.
up. I'm like, who wants to impersonate this fucking podcast?
I'll tell you who, the goddamn mole people. They're coming for us, but you know, that's
the
another episode.
Snake people.
Oh, well, they're at war, so we're biding our time. I said no more snakes, and that's like the third snake drop since the break. So if we're anything, we're liars. You heard it here first. But we're liars without blue check marks, so that's okay.
So there you go. No, this one is on NPR. It was sent to us by Grey Cat Fancy Feast III, Dan Burkle. And this one is treasure hunters allege the FBI made off with Civil War era gold and covered it up.
Oh, as they now, do.
Now this isn't that they just took a big armload of gold, ran off and buried it. Like that, they didn't cover that up. They covered up even being there.
Well, that tracks. I'll tell you that right now. Because,
sure.
You know, it's nefarious and it's the government. Well, it's the government, so it is nefarious. So far I'm on board.
It's a wild thing, and it got picked up nationally. This was about, close to this time last year. But there was a father-son duo that was looking for some old Civil War gold. They have a company called Finders Keepers, and it's a treasure hunting company. And just a little northeast, I think, of Pittsburgh, there was this company that was looking for a Union Civil War train that was full of gold that had disappeared. And they didn't know if it had been lost or stolen or crashed or whatever, right? So they narrowed it down to this this place called Dense Run.
Dense? And, like thick, dense?
No, like a dent in a car hood.
Oh, okay.
Like D-E-N-T. Gotcha. Like it's named after Harvey Dent.
Okay.
And his run. In fact, they hold a Two-Face 5K there every year. So they're looking for this gold, and from my understanding, now it's there's a lot to this story. Apparently, they were looking for it, and I think they were on to something, and included the FBI. Ooh. In it, I think they gave some of their evidence and stuff, and they had videos of the dig site. And I don't know if it was because, you know, if you find gold like that, mm-hmm. contrary to their company name, I think you have to alert the government that you have. And we've talked about this a little before, like treasure hunting and what to do when you find it or whatever.
Shut your mouth is what you do. You didn't hear it here first.
I mean, that's...
lots of people bring in 1,600 pounds of bullion. That's just how this works. I wonder. I didn't. No, it's been in my family for a very long time.
Yeah, we're finally getting it out of the attic.
much less creaky up there now.
So, anyways, the FBI was involved, and then they said that they started getting stonewalled. And that they had about 17 video files. The FBI said, nope, there's just 4 now. And they were like, what is going on? There's something going on. And so they have, I think they have sued the FBI, maybe? Let me double check.
Though
here.
They haven't showed up to court because they're missing now. So it's very, very sad. Very, very sad.
I think they have sued them. And they released a picture or part of a video or something that shows that the FBI was there, and they have a trail cam image that shows some agents, and the FBI is staunchly saying, we haven't found anything, go away. and yet this this treasure hunting company is getting stonewalled. And I looked at an update on it. See, because this was, like I said, it was about a year ago. The latest thing that they've come out with has been from February. Everything kind of came out in February and stopped. They say that they're sticking to their story, and the FBI forced them to turn over their records and the site and all that stuff. And the FBI is basically saying, we didn't find anything. And they, quote, continue to unequivocally reject any claims or speculation to the contrary. So
Nuh-uh,
that is...
is what they shout.
That's the latest. Yeah. And so it led me to believe, well, first of all, yes, of course, something shady is going on, right? Like, come on. But, like, what did they expect, I guess? I don't want to victim blame here, but I'd have to expect if you say anything to the government, the government's going to F you up.
Right.
In something like this. So what do you do? What do you do in that instance?
You can't say they didn't do the right thing.
Right.
You know? So
absolutely.
You're like, well, what do I do? Who do you trust? You know?
And they're saying that the FBI had this some kind of advanced technology. That's how they put it. Something like an advanced – and I don't know if they're – opting for the old extraterrestrial stuff. I don't think so. I think they're just saying their technology allows them to see that there's like 9 tons of some kind of mass in this site that has a density consistent with gold.
Okay, so here, I'll break this down because you got to understand. So there is this planet called Nibiru, and the Anunnaki live on it. And every 3,600 years, they make a swing by our planet. Now, they needed to help heal their atmosphere. They needed to inject gold flakes into it. They saw these
monoatomic
monkeys,
gold.
There you go, on Earth. So they engineered us to be slaves to dig for the gold. That's just us using their technology to look into the ground and see where the gold's at, because we got to be uppity little bastards and revolted.
Right.
It's almost too easy, you know?
isn't everybody born with like a microchip or something? Come on.
Didn't you go to fucking school, man? I mean, come on.
Anyways, they say the FBI used advanced scientific tech to see that there's gold buried there, and then they pushed these treasure hunters out, took it all, stonewalled them, and are saying, nothing's going on, move along.
Nothing to see here, you lucky lose.
So, yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah, that is, and it feels all too real, whether it is or not. So
this to me, it's not it's not even one of those like, oh, you're such a conspiracy theorist, but no, man, like this is how it would go down in the real world. If something like this
Full
happened,
stop. Yep.
This is what would happen.
Yep. Full
it's,
stop.
all the snake people in the FBI are coming in.
How
they're in your planes.
The
they're bowl. In your they're on your trail cams.
Yeah, people are talking about birds aren't real, snakes aren't real. They're they're the drones for the snake people that are real.
Snakes are so real, we are snakes and we don't even know it.
Yeah. So there you have it, kids, the truth.
There you go.
Keep
pretty crazy. It's a good story. Thanks, Dan.
Both of these were pretty interesting ones. Keep telling us the stuff that we need to be talking about. How can they do that, sir?
You can go to weird@hysteria51. Don't go there. Just send us an email. weird@hysteria51.com. We'll get you on the list for us to talk about a story like this one. Interesting stuff. You guys are plugged into it. You're on the pulse. You have your thumb up the butt of paranormal weirdness.
Next week, how to sex a snake. And
so get you... keep your thumb up the butt of paranormal weirdness and let us know with the other
paranormal weirdness. I like that. I don't mean to interrupt. I just had to say it again because it's I would say
get that
delicious,
thumb right on up there.
It just felt wrong.
Weird at hysteria51.com.
You got it. Kids, we'll see you next time on Blurry Hysteria.
Bye.
Meeting adjourned.